This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two sources tell Reuters German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Tuesday decided to send Leopard 2 battle tanks to Ukraine and allow other countries such as Poland to do so, while the United States may supply Abrams tanks. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee has more.
Kyiv has pleaded for Western tanks for months. The move would allow other countries like Poland to do the same, while Washington may supply Abrams tanks as well. There's been no official confirmation from Berlin or Washington, but Ukrainian officials were quick to hail what they called a game changer in the almost year-long war. Despite heavy losses on both sides, the front lines in the war have been largely frozen in place for 2 months. Kyiv argues heavy modern battle tanks would give it the firepower and mobility it desperately needs to recapture occupied territory in the east and south.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. A slew of senior officials were dismissed on Tuesday in Ukraine's biggest political shakeup of the war so far that Kyiv said showed President Volodymyr Zelensky was in tune with his public following corruption allegations. Democratic and Republican U.S. lawmakers praised Kyiv for taking swift action. The war in Ukraine has pushed the doomsday clock forward, the AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
We moved the clock forward the closest it has ever been to midnight. It is now 90 seconds to midnight.
That's 10 seconds closer to striking midnight than last year. The announcement comes from the president and CEO of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Rachel Bronson, who says,
the members of the Science and Security Board moved the hands of the doomsday clock forward, largely, though not exclusively, because of the mounting dangers in the war in Ukraine.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is VOA News. A deadly rampage by a 67-year-old suspect in Northern California was likely an act of workplace violence, authorities said on Tuesday, offering fresh details about the second in a back-to-back mass shootings that killed 18 people and horrified the nation. In two separate shootings within 3 days, 11 people were killed at a Los Angeles area dance hall and 7 others murdered at 2 farms in the seaside town of Half Moon Bay near San Francisco. Authorities said they're still trying to determine motives for both shootings. The U.S. Justice Department in 8 states are suing Google over digital advertising dominance, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says it's been going on for a while.
For 15 years, Google has pursued a course of anti-competitive conduct.
The government alleges Google's strategy is to neutralize or eliminate rivals through buying other companies and to force advertisers to use its products by making it difficult to use competitors' products.
Website creators earn less and advertisers pay more.
And Garland says this is passed on to the consumer. Google's parent company Alphabet says the suit doubles down on a flawed argument that would slow innovation, raise advertising fees, and make it harder for thousands of small businesses and publishers to grow. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democratic leaders in the U.S. Congress gathered at the White House to meet with President Joe Biden to talk about dealing with the new House Republican majority and the looming debt crisis. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The White House has stressed repeatedly that Democrats want Congress to lift the nation's borrowing authority without conditions. As the meeting began, the president said Democrats were eager to talk about what he called extreme Republican economic plans. Biden says those plans apparently include cutting Social Security and Medicare. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is eager to push Biden to the negotiating table. The White House has not yet invited McCarthy for a meeting, but says it plans to do so soon. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Rwandan government said a fighter jet from the Democratic Republic of Congo violated its airspace on Tuesday as tensions soar between the neighbors over the DRC's volatile east. Kinshasa denied one of its aircraft had flown over Rwanda and slammed Kigali for an attack on the jet that said amounted to a, quote, act of war. Ties are already fraught between the neighbors, with the DRC accusing Rwanda of backing the M23 rebel group, which has captured swaths of Congolese territory in recent months. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.